Anita Evans. I work at Albany Creek State High as an Indigenous Liaison Officer, and we do full-time kinship care.
My name is John Evans, and I work for QT and IT, and I'm also a kinship carer.
Anita is Maori, husband John is Aboriginal, and their house, they happily admit, gets thrown into chaos at times.
They were all boys, and they were real boys. They were climbing fences. They were into everything, so it was like, oh my God, what have we done?
Anita and John are among just 260 Indigenous kinship carers in the state. Their story with fostering began on a very personal level. They agreed to be kinship carers of John's two nephews 11 years ago.
We didn't blink an eye, we just took them in. We've always looked after family members within the family, so it was always a cousin at our house or whatnot, and yeah, it wasn't too much trouble at all.
The only way to make sure that the children were not going to be picked up at any time from the family member was to work through child safety for them to have stability until the parent had got themselves well enough to take them back.
After that experience, Anita says it was impossible to stop.
When they left, our house was a bit quiet, so we thought there was a need for foster caring, and we went ahead and did the traineeship for it. Our first kids were three, not one, but three siblings, so it was difficult.
Anita says those first three boys were a make or break for her family in kinship care.
We had such a big eye-opener when we had the three boys that we thought we'd actually covered every challenge there was. So to us it was only going to get simpler, and that's why we've continued to do it. It's just been part of our house, and you know, when we get down to a crazy number of two foster kids, we go, okay, a bit quiet around here.
Out of the state's almost 1,200 kinship carers, just 22% are Indigenous. And out of all the children in care, 38% are Indigenous. Anita says the need for more Indigenous kinship carers is desperate.
We actually only do Indigenous children. There are so many out there, hence we've got five at the moment. And there are not enough foster carers out there, especially Indigenous carers. We don't like Fridays because Fridays are normally a phone call day. It's like, okay, we might get some calls. So, you know, how many can we, you know. It is really difficult. We struggle. We struggle with caring for so many kids at times.
Why do you think that there's this disparity of Indigenous carers putting their hand up for foster caring?
It takes so long to become a foster carer. There are so many kids out there, and it just takes so long for assessments, paperwork, training. It's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is a lot of the paperwork does tend to put off Indigenous families from getting involved in this. What have you got to say on this one, John?
I think that's the thing. It's the red tape you have to get through to become an Indigenous carer. It's just too daunting for some people.
Last year, Anita and John won an award from the Child Safety Department. But John says they're not in it for the accolades. They're doing what they do to keep children culturally grounded.
It's comforting for them to know that there's another Indigenous person looking after them, and they seem to have a better connection. And we've always had the children have contact with their family, and the main mission is to get them reconciled with the family and get them back into their group.
Anita and John share one hope for the future of Queensland's kinship care program: that more Indigenous people put up their hands and get involved.
We need more, because there's so many children out there, there's not enough of us to care for them, and it is challenging, but the rewards pay off in the end.
It's good for the children, it's good for me, and I feel like I make a difference.
As I said, I've got three little ones at the moment, and they're just running around, my mummy, no, it's my mummy, no, it's my mummy. So, you know, when you can see that they've made a connection with you, it's lovely. And it is lovely to be able to give them an opportunity or at least a safe home until they do go back home. But there's just not enough of us. make it happen. Just one child. If everyone can just help one child, it's better than more sitting around going to complete stranger homes or, you know, all being dumped at one place where they could be going to culturally appropriate families.